FM，
听鸟儿的欢鸣，溪水的婉转。
There is in every living creature.
听爱与恨，悲与喜，苦与乐，得与失。听跳跃的文字，灵动的声音。
You're listening to More to Read.
欢迎您收听轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 我是沈听，让我们在这里一起听美文学英语。
More to Read，
用文字抒发感情，用文字诉说故事，用文字穿越古今。
Daily Quote。
It is nothing to die.It is dreadful not to live. Victor Hugo.
死不算什么，活不下去太可怕了。维克多·雨果。我们刚才听到的这句话出自法国著名作家维克多·雨果的经典作品《悲惨世界》。这部长篇小说首次发表在1862年。悲惨世界的内容涵盖了拿破仑战争和之后的十几年的时间。该作多次被改编演绎成影视作品。故事的主线围绕主人公苦行犯冉阿让的个人经历，融进了法国的历史、革命、战争、道德哲学、法律、正义、宗教信仰。这个正当壮年的男人刚刚重获自由。在这之前，他在地狱般的监狱里蹲了20年，所犯罪行是偷窃一块面包。在路上，他遇到了卞福儒主教，这是第一个用关怀的眼神看着他，并且给了他机会的人。时来运转，冉阿让化名马德兰，不仅发了财，还当上了海滨蒙特伊小城的市长。在人生的上升期，他遇到了美丽的方汀，收养了他的女儿科赛特。他与阴险的警探沙威和怀揣革命梦的青年马吕斯不期而遇，前者为追捕他不遗余力。这部小说讲述的是一种救赎，冉阿让努力与命运的黑线抗争，让生活变得更美好。小说人物形象突出，色彩瑰丽，气势浩大，堪称现实主义与浪漫主义结合的典范，可以说是一部人类苦难的百科全书。维克多·雨果出生于1802年，1885年去世，是法国19世纪前期积极浪漫主义文学的代表作家，人道主义的代表人物，被人们称为法兰西的莎士比亚。他一生写过多部诗歌、小说、剧本、各种散文和文艺评论及政论文章，在法国及世界都有着广泛的影响力。
It is nothing to die. It is dreadful not to live. Victor Hugo.
死不算什么，活不下去太可怕了。维克多·雨果。
More to read.
闭上双眼，静静聆听。敞开心扉，慢慢品味。
Poem of the day。
送别，王之涣。杨柳东门树，青青嘉峪河，近来攀折苦，因为别离多。
Farewell by 王之涣。 Spring wind blows through the willow trees, so green and green along the shore.Twigs cannot be picked late with ease. Parting in sorrow must be more.
们刚才听到的这首诗歌《送别》出自唐代著名诗人王之涣，英文版本由杨自立翻译。《送别》是唐代诗人王之涣所作的一首五言绝句。长安城外，王之涣与友人即将离别，当时正值杨柳生长的春季，于是王之涣有感而发，写下了这首《送别》。诗的前两句写景，不仅点明了送别的时间和地点，还渲染出浓厚的离别情绪。东门点明了送别的地点在长安青门，青青表明杨柳的颜色已经很绿，这表明时间是在深春。杨柳则是送别的代名词，于是一见杨柳就让人想到离别。绿色的杨柳树夹杂在御河两岸，看似恬静的环境反衬出诗人与友人离别的不舍。且首句是远望所见，第二句是近观所见，在远和近的距离感中，诗人送友的鱼鱼长街的身影得以体现，衬托出舍不得离别却又不得不分别的心情。诗的后两句抒情，通过侧面描写别人送别而攀折杨柳，反映送别的人多。一个苦字，既是攀折杨柳而不便之苦，也是离别的愁苦。至于诗人自己折了杨柳没有，却只字未提，更衬托出了诗人的送别的深情。后两句看似平淡，仔细咀嚼则意味深长。诗人折或者不折杨柳，内心的悲楚恐怕都已到了无以复加的地步。这首送别小诗清淡如水，短小精悍，款款流露出依依惜别的深情。纵观全诗，字字未提送别，却字字点题，其中的描写可谓言简意赅，给人留下深刻的印象。
送别，王之涣。杨柳东门树，青青家欲和。近来攀折苦，因为别离多。
Farewell by 王之涣。Spring wind blows through the willow trees, so green and green along the shore. Twigs cannot be picked late with ease. Parting in sorrow must be more.
的世界，用心用心聆听。
Beauty of words。
奥尔多·利奥波德，1887年出生，1948年去世，是美国享有国际声望的科学家和环境保护主义者。他被称作美国新保护活动的先知，美国新环境理论的创始者。利奥波德同时也是一个观察家，一个敏锐的思想家，一个造诣极深的文学巨匠。他一生共出版了3本书和大约500篇文章，大部分是有关科学和技术的题目。《沙箱年鉴》则是作者的自然随笔和哲学论文集，也是土地伦理学的开山之作。那么接下来我们就来读一篇选自《沙箱年鉴》的文章，《The Green Pasture》，青青草地。中文版本由曹明伦翻译。
The Green Pasture by Aldo Leopold.
青青草地，奥尔多·利奥波德。
Some paintings became famous because, being durable, they are viewed by successive generations, in each of which are likely to be found a few appreciative eyes.
有些画闻名于世，是因为多历年所，被一代代人观赏，而在每一代人中都可能遇到几双有鉴赏力的眼睛。
I know a painting so evanescent that it is seldom viewed at all, except by some wandering deer It is a river who wields the brush. And it is the same river who, before I can bring my friends to view his work, erases it forever from human view. After that, it exists only in my mind's eye.
可我知道一幅很容易消失的画。除了一些爱四处游荡的鹿，它几乎全然不为世人所见。绘出这幅画的是一条河，而就是这同一条河，往往不等我领朋友去欣赏其画作，就会从人的视野中将画永远抹去。此后，那幅画就只存在于我的想象之中。
Like other artists, my river is temperamental. There is no predicting when the mood to paint will come upon him, or how long it will last. But in midsummer, when the great white fleets cruise the sky for day after flawless day, it is worth strolling down the sandbars just to see whether he has been at work.
像其他艺术家一样，我那条河也是喜怒无常。其绘画灵感何时降临，创作情绪能延伸多久，从来都没有丝毫预兆。但是在仲夏季节，当大朵大朵的白云像舰队游弋于蓝天之际，当纯净无瑕的好天气日复一日之时，单是为了看那条河会不会还在作画，也值得去一趟河边那些沙洲。
The workbegins with a broad ribbon of silt brushed thinly on the sand of a receding shore. As this dries slowly in the sun, goldfinches bathe in its pools, and deer, herons, killdeers, raccoons, and turtles cover it with a lacework of tracks. There is no telling at this stage whether anything further will happen.
绘画始于河边宽宽的一溜泥沙地带。泥沙带薄薄地涂抹在因水位下降而露出的沙地上。当泥沙带在阳光下慢慢干涸之时，黄雀会来其间的那些小水塘中洗澡，而苍鹭、宣衡、乌龟、浣熊和鹿则会用足迹为那条带子镶饰一道花边。至此，接下来是否会发生什么尚不得而知。
But when I see the silt ribbon turning green with Eleuterus, I watch closely thereafter, for this is the sign that the river is in a painting mood. Almost overnight, the Eleuterus becomes a thick turf, so lush and dense that the meadow mice from the adjoining upland cannot resist the temptation. They move en masse to the green pasture, and apparently spend the nights rubbing their ribs in its velvety depths.A maze of neatly tended mouse trails bespeaks their enthusiasm. The deer walk up and down in it, apparently just for the pleasure of feeling it underfoot. Even a stay-at-home mole has tunneled his way across the dry bar to the Eleuterus ribbon, where he can heave and hump the verdant sod to his heart's content.
然而，一旦看见这泥沙带因冒出鼻涕苗而变绿，我就会开始细心观察，因为这就是那条河有心情作画的信号。几乎在一夜之间，鼻涕苗就会铺成一片厚厚的草垫，那么清脆，那般茂密，连附近高坡上的田鼠也经不住这诱惑，于是会倾巢而出，来享用这青青草地。不难看出，田鼠爱整夜整夜地在天鹅绒般的草垫里穿梭，让纤纤草茎揉擦其两肋。匀称而迂曲的鼠径可证明它们在夜间迸发的激情。鹿也会来这草垫上四处溜达，显然是为了感受足踏青草的那份惬意。就连很少出穴的鼹鼠也挖掘隧道，穿过干燥的沙洲，来到那片带状鼻涕草地，在那儿尽情地拱翻草皮，隆起土丘。
At this stage, the seedlings of plants, too numerous to count, and too young to recognize spring to life from the damp, warm sand, under the green ribbon.
到这个时候，多的不计其数，小的无法辨认的植物幼苗，会从青草垫下温润的泥沙中勃然冒出。
To view the painting, give the river 3 more weeks of solitude, and then visit the bar on some bright morning, just after the sun has melted the daybreak fog. The artist has now laid his colors and sprayed them with dew. The Eleuterus sod, greener than ever, is now spangled with blue mimulus, pink dragon head, and the milk-white blooms of Sagittaria. Here and there,A cardinal flower thrusts a red sphere skyward. At the head of the bar, purple ironweeds and pale pink jopis stand tall against the wall of willows. And if you have come quietly and humbly, as you should, to any spot that can be beautiful only once, you may surprise a fox red deer standing knee-high in the garden of his delight.
要看到此画完成至少得让那条河3个星期内不被人打扰。然后，在某个晴朗的黎明，在太阳刚刚融化掉晨雾之后，再去看那片沙洲。这时，那位艺术家已铺开各色颜料，并将其拌合着露珠泼洒到草间。现在，那一溜比先前更绿的比起草甸，会缀满5颜6色。猴面花之紫蓝，青兰花之粉红，慈菇花之乳白。其间还随处可见一株株红花半边莲，将其红艳艳的毛尖刺向天空。在沙洲尽头，紧挨着一排柳树，有锦紫色的紫菀花和淡粉色的泽兰亭亭玉立。即便你始终都保持肃穆而谦恭，就像你去任何其美只会昙花一现的地方那样，你仍有可能会惊动一头湖红色的鹿，一头在没栖深的花草丛中欣然陶然的鹿。
Do not return for a second view of the green pasture, for there is none. Either falling water has dried it out, or rising water has scoured the bar to its original austerity of clean sand. But in your mind,You may hang up your picture, and hope that in some other summer, the mood to paint may come upon the river.
别指望回头再看一眼那青青草地，因为那片草地将不复存在。要么是河水消退使其干枯，要么是水位上涨冲刷沙洲，使之又变回原来那片空空如也的沙地。不过你或许会将那幅画挂在心中，并期望在另外某一个夏天，那条河又突然生出作画的心情。
The Green Pasture by Aldo Leopold.Some paintings became famous because, being durable, they are viewed by successive generations, in each of which are likely to be found a few appreciative eyes. I know a painting so evanescent that it is seldom viewed at all, except by some wandering deer. It is the river who wields the brush, and it is the same river who, before I can bring my friends to view his work, erases it forever from human view.After that, it exists only in my mind's eye. Like other artists, my river is temperamental. There is no predicting when the mood to paint will come upon him, or how long it will last. But in midsummer, when the great white fleets cruise the sky for day after flawless day, it is worth strolling down the sandbars just to see whether he has been at work.The work begins with a broad ribbon of silt brushed thinly on the sand of a receding shore. As this dries slowly in the sun, goldfinches bathe in its pools, and deer, herons, killdeers, raccoons, and turtles cover it with a lacework of tracks. There is no telling at this stage whether anything further will happen. But when I see the silk ribbon turning green with Eleutherus, I watch closely thereafter. For this is the sign that the river is in a painting mood. Almost overnight, the Eleutherus becomes a thick turf, so lush and dense that the meadow mice from the adjoining upland cannot resist the temptation. They move en masse to the green pasture, and apparently spend the nights rubbing their ribs in its velvety depths. A maze of neatly tended mouse trails bespeaks their enthusiasm. The deer walk up and down in it, apparently just for the pleasure of feeling it underfoot. Even a stay-at-home mole has tunneled his way across the dry bar to the Eleutherus ribbon, where he can heave and hump the verdant sod to his heart's content. At this stage, the seedlings of plants, too numerous to count and too young to recognize, spring to life from the damp, warm sand under the green ribbon. To view the painting, give the river 3 more weeks of solitude, and then visit the bar on some bright morning, just after the sun has melted the daybreak fog. The artist has now laid his colors and sprayed them with dew. The Eleutherus sod, greener than ever, is now spangled with blue mimulus, pink dragon head, and the milk-white blooms of Sagittaria. Here and there, a cardinal flower thrusts a red sphere skyward. At the head of the bar, purple ironweeds and pale pink jopis stand tall against the wall of willows. And if you have come quietly and humbly, as you should, to any spot that can be beautiful only once, you may surprise a fox-red deer standing knee-high in the garden of his delight. Do not return for a second view of the green pasture, for there is none. Either falling water has dried it out, or rising water has scoured the bar to its original austerity of clean sand. But in your mind, you may hang up your picture, and hope that in some other summer, the mood to paint may come upon the river.
青青草地，奥尔多·利奥波德。有些画闻名于世，是因为多历年所被一代代人观赏，而在每一代人中都可能遇到几双有鉴赏力的眼睛。可我知道一幅很容易消失的画，除了一些爱四处游荡的鹿，它几乎全然不为世人所见。绘出这幅画的是一条河，而就是这同一条河，往往不等我领朋友去欣赏其画作，就会从人的视野中将画永远抹去。此后，那幅画就只存在于我的想象之中。像其他艺术家一样，我那条河也是喜怒无常，其绘画灵感何时降临，创作情绪能延伸多久，从来都没有丝毫预兆。但是在仲夏季节，当大朵大朵的白云像舰队游弋于蓝天之际，当纯净无瑕的好天气日复一日之时，单是为了看那条河会不会还在作画，也值得去一趟河边那些沙洲。绘画始于河边宽宽的一溜泥沙地带，泥沙带薄薄地涂抹在因水位下降而露出的沙地上。当泥沙带在阳光下慢慢干涸之时，黄雀会来其间的那些小水塘中洗澡，而苍鹭、宣衡、乌龟、浣熊和鹿则会用足迹为那条带子镶饰一道花边。至此，接下来是否会发生什么尚不得而知。然而一旦看见这泥沙带因冒出鼻涕苗而变绿，我就会开始细心观察，因为这就是那条河有心情作画的信号。几乎在一夜之间，鼻涕苗就会铺成一片厚厚的草垫，那么清脆，那般茂密，连附近高坡上的田鼠也经不住这诱惑，于是会倾巢而出，来享用这青青草地。
不难看出，田鼠爱整夜整夜地在天鹅绒般的草垫里穿梭，让纤纤草茎揉擦起两肋。匀称而迂曲的鼠径可证明它们在夜间迸发的激情。鹿也会来这草垫上四处溜达，显然是为了感受足踏青草的那份惬意。就连很少出穴的鼹鼠也挖掘隧道，穿过干燥的沙洲，来到那片带状荸荠草地，在那儿尽情地拱翻草皮，隆起土丘。到这个时候，多的不计其数、小的无法辨认的植物幼苗会从青草垫下温润的泥沙中勃然冒出。要看到此画完成，至少得让那条河三个星期内不被人打扰，然后在某个晴朗的黎明，在太阳刚刚融化掉晨雾之后，再去看那片沙洲。这时那位艺术家已铺开各色颜料，并将其拌合着露珠泼洒到草间。现在那一溜比先前更绿的荸荠草垫会缀满五颜六色，猴面花之紫蓝，青兰花之粉红，茨菇花之乳白，其间还随处可见一株株红花半边莲，将其红艳艳的毛尖刺向天空。在沙洲尽头紧挨着一排柳树，有锦紫色的紫菀花和淡粉色的泽兰亭亭玉立。即便你始终都保持肃穆而谦恭，就像你去任何其美只会昙花一现的地方那样，你仍有可能会惊动一头湖红色的鹿，一头在墨西深的花草丛中欣然陶然的鹿。别指望回头再看一眼那青青草地，因为那片草地将不复存在。要么是河水消退使其干枯，要么是水位上涨冲刷沙洲，使之又变回原来那片空空如也的沙地。不过你或许会将那幅画挂在心中，并期望在另外某一个夏天，那条河又突然生出作画的心情。感谢您收听今天的美文阅读节目，您还可以通过云听和 CGTN 官方 APP 在线实时收听美文阅读以及轻松调频的其他节目。想要查看美文阅读节目文稿，欢迎您访问网站 radio.cgtn.com。 今天的节目就到这儿，我是沈听，我们明天见。